Amen. Well, I say it's a blessing to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. I was praying just a minute ago, and I told the Lord, I said, you get a hold of them prayer warriors, and I don't know where they at, but you have them praise. I need a breakthrough. And I felt it. I felt the veil lift off this thing. And I thank God for it. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for this week. I thank God for everybody that's here. My, my, what a crowd. I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy. It's all the Lord. We thank God. I thank God tonight. God's here. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. So we read tonight a piece of scripture that's burdened on my heart, and I didn't really understand where the Lord would have us to go tonight. Considering how he's given us two dynamos. God's helped our souls Sunday night, Monday night. Man, he's filled us up. But it really made sense when I walked through the door and God opened my eyes. And now I know why we're where we're at tonight. So if you have your Bibles, we'd ask you to turn with us to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 2. 1 Peter and chapter number 2. For those of you, this is your first night. The first night on Sunday night, we come out of 1 Peter chapter 1 where the Bible says, yet believing, and we believe. I believe we've got Bethel as a whole. We're believing. I believe it tonight. And then we come out of 2 Timothy there where the Bible says, yet persuaded. And I believe we're persuaded, and I thank God for that. But I thank God would have us to believe, and I believe God would have us to be persuaded. So we could preach tonight on being committed. Being committed. I don't think you can be committed before you got to be believing. You got to be persuaded before you can be committed. Amen. I believe that's where the Lord have us to be tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 20. If you would stand, reverence the reading of God's word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 20. The Bible says, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even unto where ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin? Neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but ye are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. God be my helper tonight. I want to preach on being committed. Being committed. And I was sitting over there, and the Lord told me, he said, you get your young preachers to pray tonight. I want all of you. You just pray. And when you get done, we'll commence to follow in the Lord. You just mind God. Yes, God. Hear these prayers, Father. Lord, I pray you'd anoint us, Father. Oh God, give us power tonight, Father, that only comes from a throne room where God and Jesus himself sit. Father, we need you tonight. Help us, Lord. God, you touch them, Lord, tonight, Father. We agree with them prayers, God. Yes, Lord, we agree, Father. God, hear them, Lord, I pray. Yes, God. Help us, Lord. Give it to us, God. Father, illuminate our mind. God, loose our lips tonight. Father, I pray you'd overtake my body, my mind. God, I pray you'd preach through us, Father, to anointed hearing tonight. Oh, God, do it, Father, we pray. Do it, God, would you do it? Yes, Father. Yes, Lord, we thank thee. Yes, God. Do it, Lord, do it. Yes, Lord, we need thee. We need thee, Lord, tonight. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks be unto God. Boy. Thanks be unto God. 1 Peter in chapter number 2, and the Bible says, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even unto where ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. I want to look tonight. First of all, I want to see right here as we see the devout direction. This devout direction that God himself and Peter's given witness to. We know Peter. Peter's a very, very fine human. Peter's one of these that followed God. Peter was even present, was a part of the three that went into the Garden of Eden when God began to pray. Peter was just a man. We think about Peter. Peter was crucified upside down by request because he said, you will not crucify me the same way my Lord went. I'm not worthy to even be of that stature. He said, you turn my cross upside down and I'll suffer that way because God be glorified. I think tonight, bless God, we can't be where we're at. It's been good Sunday night. It's been good Monday night. I thank God, and I truly believe tonight, bless God, that God can handle it. And I'm truly persuaded tonight that God is well able. But if I hadn't preached, bless God, what I'd preach Sunday night with God being my helper, and I had not preached last night with God being my helper, we cannot be committed tonight, yet we believe. We cannot be a committed human unless we be persuaded. I can tell you tonight, I couldn't get these boys right here to be committed unless something was persuading them to follow. I couldn't get some Brother Bobby to stay in the ministry, to stay in God's Word as many years as he's been, yet there was something in that book, yet there was something he read that made him believe. And I believe tonight, bless God, that God had to get you, had to get you believing, had to get you in a state of understanding, had to get you somewhere that you was completely persuaded. I'm talking completely consumed. That you would be acceptable tonight of how we need to be committed. So I see tonight, first of all, as Peter's given the description, he's talking about what my God went through. I see here, first of all, I see the devout direction that God himself had, that Christ had. In verse number 20, the Bible says, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted, now that word buffeted, it means to be wrapped with the fist or to be chastised. There's going to come a time, and I'm well aware this message would not have came if it wasn't coming forthwith soon. It's going to be here. And there's going to be a time when you're going to be chastised. I'm telling you, God ain't sending this revival. God ain't sending help to his people. And there's going to be chastisement come behind it. Say, why is that, preacher? Because the devil. It's the devil's job to trip you up. When you get tripped up, bless God, God has to chastise thee. There will be chastisement for tripping up. There will be a fist come upon you. But what's the Bible say? Ye are to take it patiently. Ye are to take it patiently. It says when ye are buffeted, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. You think about it now. You think about it. There's going to be times that you are going to do the right thing and still be chastised for it. Listen, that's the way of the Christian walk. I'd give anything. I wanted so badly to go to Hebrews and go about the first chapter, about the first four verses, and preach on an unseen power. I wanted to. But God knowed that there's going to be chastisement come your way. And for you to withstand this chastisement, to withstand the fist come upon thee, to withstand talking and murmurings and things that people will say come upon thee, and you not get mad about it, and you not backlash about it, and you live a committed lifestyle. Amen. For Christ. It's going to take you knowing, fully believing, fully persuaded that God is able, and everything taking place is for a reason. God had to get you to a point of belief. You wouldn't follow him if you didn't believe in him. We wouldn't back our pastor if we didn't believe in him. We wouldn't believe in him if God didn't instill it within us. My daughter wouldn't follow me to the ends of this earth if she didn't believe in me. I could tell my daughter we're going such and such down through the holler. She'd get behind me every step of the way. It's the truth. It's even, I'll give you another example. I can go to the cow pasture. I can whistle one time. I can holler, here, girl, here. And they'll come running down through the pasture. Say, why is that? Because they believe in me. I have went time in and time in and time in. I have been devoted. I have been faithfully going to there every day. I've been feeding them. I've been feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. That I know when I turned them out into green pasture, when I come by, they'd show up and they'd follow. God wants you to be devoted. He wants you to be devoted to the point that you are faithful. That when he shows up, you follow him. Yeah. And when he's real quiet, you follow him. Yeah. That's what he wants tonight, church. I mean, I'd give anything to come in here and preach dying old messages. I mean, Sunday in and Sunday out, but it ain't like that. The Christian walk ain't like that. It ain't dandelions and tulip fields day in and day out. But there's going to be time when you're going to have to be devout. You're going to have to make a decision. We see here, second of all, we see God's determined decision. It says here in verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. That word reviled means reproached. When God was reproached, when God had lies told on him, when God had people come up to him, said, you ain't nothing but a liar. You ain't true. Everything you're doing's a vain. You ain't of God. You're a phony. Everything about you's a joke. God could have smit him. God could have done away with him. What's the Bible say? The Bible says, who? That's Jesus. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who done the judging? God the Father. When Jesus was here, God the Father done the judging. And now that Jesus has gone back, God the Father's still going to do the judging. And Jesus is going to be right there, and he's got the blood. When Brother Tyler comes up, something happens, and the devil's over here trying to give God an earful. And he's trying to foul him up and say, well, he done this and he done that. And Jesus is going to be there to... Say, why is that, preacher? Because Jesus at one point in time had a decision to make. He had a decision. He had such a decision that he could have very well, when he was standing before Pilate, and Pilate was screaming all these things at him, and he was saying all this against him, and, well, are you who you say you are? Are you doing what you say you're doing? Is that really you? Is that really what you're doing? If thou sayest, that's all he said. If thou sayest, he could have very well called out Pilate's sins, called out what Pilate was doing behind the curtains, called out what Pilate was doing behind closed doors, what Pilate was doing in the dark. He could have very well done all that. But the Bible says, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. I don't understand. I don't understand. But God does. When my brother come give me this for service, I thought, that don't make no sense. I thought, well, God, I'm going to trust you anyways. What's that Bible say? He took our sins. And he bared our sins. When we knew, when we couldn't bear our own sin, we couldn't go to Calvary, it wasn't being acceptable unto God. But he bared our sins. You know when God got committed? I mean, he was long committed. That's why he went to the cross. But for our sake, we put that down on him. And we drove that through his hands. Committed. Physically committed. That's so we'd know. That's so we'd know. When he got there, he wasn't going nowhere. We thought we had God. He's committed. He's there. For our sins. For your sins. I mean, it was all for you. It was all for me. But God, it was for me. It was all for me. And if I had been the only one, it still went, Brother Caleb, Brother Josh, Brother Kevin, Brother Luke, it still went. BCA, youngins, it still went just for you. Elders, it still went just for you. Lost person, he went just for you. You know why he went? Because his mercy endureth forever. Long suffering did he have for you. Love did he have for you. Longevity did he have for you. Leniency God's had for you tonight. He's coming. And God went on that cross. And we stuck that nail. We stuck that nail. We drove it in his hand. We made it real to understand it for ourselves that we done away with God and he wasn't never coming back. But let me tell you, hey, it's one day, about 3 days later, what happened 3 days later, Brother Bobby? My Bible tells me they went up, they took that nail out. His hand fell. Thought, man, we've got him now. They put him in a tomb. And the devil said, oh boy, I've got him now. Could you imagine that nail laying there? Man, them soldiers looking at that, man, they said, truly, That was the Son of God. Truly, that must have been him. Man, I wonder what's going to happen now. I wonder what's who. Man, I can feel it. They covered him up. True God. Could you imagine looking at his feet? Oh, hey, God. Oh, I love his feet. How precious. It's the feet of them that carry the word. And the Bible says he was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Shoo. And they carried his feet. Could you imagine staring at his feet and knowing that was God? Who? And we put a nail in him, and they carried him over to that tomb. And I think about on the third day, them soldiers standing there, and I think about, man, they said, oh, we seen a nail go in. Man, we seen it there. And man, he was dead. By the time God rolled that stone away, and everybody I've talked to that's been to Israel says they can't find that stone. They don't know where it's at. Said Peter and James and John come running. I think heaven's bells was ringing. I think they was an army, bless God, that was shouting the praises. Glory be to God. Precious is his name. Worthy is the King. Holy is the Lamb. Because they knew exactly what was taking place. They know where God was. They know where he was roaming. They know where he was walking. They seen the nail prints. They seen the scar. They seen where the spear and blood and water come forth with. And they seen him traveling. And I think about how Mary come down. She came walking. And I'm sure she's sitting here. Oh, well, Lord, I believe. Father, forgive mine unbelief. Yeah. And Lord, I've seen you get killed. And I just don't know, God. I don't know what's going to happen. That angel said, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She thought, what's the gardener doing out? Over here. Where'd you lay my Lord? Where is he at? Show me where he is that I may anoint him, that I may rub on him, that I may look at his feet. What'd you do with him? Mary. Amen. You know what she said? Rabboni, Master. Yes. Oh, that's him. Yes. Oh, God, that's him. And I think about how he had this determined decision. Here he says, who his own self bear our sins, his own body on the tree, that we, that's me, that's you, we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And I see thirdly, and I'll be out of the way, I see a dependable descendant. Bible says, for ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. That word bishop means overseer, superintendent. The man that's got it all wrote down. The man that knows everything that's took place at every time. He's kept up with the books from day one. He's been writing down every collection. He's been writing down every salvation. He's been writing down every name. He's been writing down every profession. And even every time we done what we wasn't supposed to do. But the Bible says, but ye are now come back. Ye are now come back to the shepherd and the overseer, the man that loved thee, the man that longed for thee, the man that wanted thee. Says ye've came back. He's done went back. He's sitting back into heaven, where he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for you and for me. And there was one day that I came back in the sheepfold. We had all like sheep gone astray. Man, I had strayed in my life. I mean, oh God, and God should have killed me for it.
But he left the 99 and came after the one. Oh God, he came after me because he knew he had an opportunity for my life. He had direction for me. And man, that day that I come back was a day I'll never forget. Man, I come mingling back and I'll never forget it. There was rocks and there was a trail through a rocky pass, and man, it got dark and the winds blew and the seas raged, and it took me 7 days to travel this road. And I come down, I could hear him calling. Here now. Yeah, sheep, yeah. Yeah, now. Yeah, sheep, yeah. Meh. Every time he come near, my soul cringe. He'd hear that cry. Meh. Yeah, sheep, yeah. Yeah, sheep, yeah. And I come back. And on Sunday night, August 8th of 2010, man, I got gloriously saved. You know what I become that day? I became a dependable descendant. Say, why is that? Now listen, it's all come full around now. It's all because I believed. It's all because I became fully persuaded that he was able. And through all the trials in my life that God worked on me and molded me, and he's still molding me. I ain't perfect. Your pastor ain't perfect. These men of God ain't perfect. Even these elders here that's traveled the miles, got gray hair. They've been through trials that us youngins ain't even seen yet. He's been faithful. And man, oh man, he's molded me that I'd be committed, that I'd be dependable. He knowed, and he's been molding on me. And he knowed all these things. Peter said, I want to tell you about a man that had to be devout. That word devout means faithfully. Faithfully. Jesus was faithful. He was faithful when he made this earth. He was faithful when Adam and Eve became sin. And they done all the things, and Cain and Abel's killing one another, and all the things up through time, and time passed, and many years came by, and God's been faithful. And he was faithful. And then it came time that God put him in Mary. And Mary bore a son. Said, we'll call his name Emmanuel. He'd be Jesus, the Holy One. God himself, descended like a dove. On that day when he got baptized there in the River Jordan, said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And about a little while later, he crawled up Calvary's mountain. Hey, he's still faithful. He could have very well said, God, I've had enough of this. Send that multitude of angels down, let's be done. But you know why he didn't? Because his mercy. You know why he didn't? Because he was committed. Committed. He crawled up Calvary's mountain. He got on that cross and they killed him. And a little while later, after they stuck him in the grave, he come out. He arose, went back to heaven, and he became permanently committed. He's still committed. But we see here, he's dependable. God's dependable. They ain't never been a prayer he ain't answered. They ain't never been a tear he's left unwiped. They ain't never been an unheard prayer that God ain't got a hold of. And I'm telling you, God's got you to the point of believing. And God's got you to the point of fully persuaded. Because I truly believe, that God wants some committed Christians. Committed. Fully committed. Now, Corona has killed us. And it's uncommitted us. But this thing that God's doing, this revival out of nowhere, and so unworthy am I to even have the opportunity to bring the word before your ears. I'm so unworthy. But God wants you to believe that God's calling a generation that needs to be 200% fully persuaded. Yes.
committed. Because that's what's going to get this nation. That's what's going to get these young people, this younger generation. Our older ones are hanging on by threads. God's clipping them. You know he's calling on? The committed. That's fully persuaded. You can't be half in, half out. You hear me? You need to be fully committed. Fully committed.